Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Natalie, and today we are talking to Carrie Ann Brinkman. She narrated the story of Joni Mitchell, folk singer, songwriter, and one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. If you haven't heard that episode yet, go give it a listen. Okay, Carrie Ann, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. I'm Carrie Ann Brinkman. I live in California with my two little girls, Zoe and Violet, and my husband, Derek, and my adorable dog, Ziggy Stardust. And I work in the entertainment industry. And I started mostly in music, and I produce film and TV.
That's so cool. What does it mean to work in music?
I'm a manager in the music industry, which means I help from everything from tours and how the band goes out and plays on stage to recording the music and getting it out into the world. And I also run an independent music label that was started by Joan Jett.
That's right. You get to work closely with your aunt, the famous punk musician Joan Jett. What do you think she's taught you about the power of music?
So Joan was told no from the time that she was a teenager. She wanted to make music, and she wanted to make it in a way that was different than women had done before. And she didn't accept it. She kept going. And it wasn't easy. And there was a lot of times that she could have given up and just didn't, because she knew in her heart what she wanted to do and what she wanted to bring into the world. So I've learned so much more from Joan than just the power of music. It's the power of believing in who you are and not letting anybody else take you off your path and what you believe in.
You told us the story of Joni Mitchell, one of the most iconic musicians of the 20th century. What does her story mean to you?
Joni Mitchell means so much to me. My mom gave me two of Joni's CDs, and I was in my early teenage years, and her music was like poetry, and it was so expressive, and it was so honest, and it really made a lot of sense to me as a kid. And so Joni Mitchell has always been this touchstone for me of this woman who said exactly what was on her mind and in this most magical, beautiful way. And she's amazing. And as we've heard from the story, she also has shown so much resilience and perseverance and never let anybody tell her what she was going to be or what kind of art she was going to do. And that's very inspiring to me as a person and a woman.
A lot of our listeners dream of making music like these rock stars. Do you have any advice for them?
My advice to girls who like to make music is always stay true to who you are. Don't make music based on what you think is going to be popular. Don't make music to be famous. Make music that speaks to your soul, and the rest will follow.
And finally, what makes you a rebel girl?
What makes me a rebel girl is I'm always just myself. I'm always my authentic self. I don't let other people tell me who to be. And I always keep fighting for all women to have respect and their voices be heard.
That's awesome. Thank you, Carrie Ann. And thank you for listening. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Haley Dabkiss, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay Rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.